Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Why don't you come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Hey, Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget.
Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here. I'm Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Three's Company in your ears this morning. Our widgets have been officially configured. No more configuring of the widgets. It's necessary.
I'll report back tomorrow. I've been told this before. Things are fixed, yes. And then I come in.
Doesn't happen.
Wait.
I believe we have solved the issue.
I've closed out my
wide
orbit system and then opened it back up, and my widget was still configured.
You're not in tomorrow, so you haven't confirmed officially when you've logged out.
And then logged back in.
Other
people log in and then log out throughout the course of the day.
I believe we have gotten to the bottom of the matter.
Get a full report on that. We will talk to Brett McMurphy coming up here in a few minutes. I have a supercomputer that predicted the Super Bowl outcome.
I'm sure that's going
to
be...
We going to Vegas with this?
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you. I'll give you the odds from the supercomputer, the five best odds to win the Super Bowl, and see how we feel about them, because there is a very...
Just like IBM's
very
big blue thing.
Surprising team on there. Ooh.
They did a supercomputer pick for the next 25 years of Major League Baseball.
Oh.
Care to guess who the supercomputer, with all the information, all the intel...
Dodgers and Yankees.
Who they picked this year?
This year to win the World Series?
Yep. Supercomputer. Very similar to what you're teasing. Smart, has all the stats, advanced analytics, schedule, everything.
The Brewers.
No.
No.
Dodgers.
No.
No.
Chop on, bitch.
Ah, they were the pick, huh?
Braves.
Braves were the pick.
Immediately your first pick is that bad, you're not a supercomputer, I'm throwing you away.
I've already celebrated that supercomputer Blazers 2059 NBA championship, so don't make me take that banner down. Don't tell me those dreams aren't real.
So the funny thing is, the same computer program, it picked the Braves this year, but in 2028, I want to say, they had the Mariners. So if you're a Mariner fan, you're like, not a great start,
but could be right in 2 years. This was hinted at yesterday. We talked about it on the show that the NFL, ESPN has bought the Red Zone and the NFL Network, and the NFL now owns 10% of ESPN, a little merger of the sports world that happened yesterday.
I thought this was a disaster rollout. It was in the Magic Hat. I don't know if you could have had a worse rollout.
I didn't watch much of the rollout. What was it like the press conference that we're talking about, or just the general talking heads out there and what they're saying?
Well, they did a lot of interview stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the announcement and everything, and I don't still know if I can clearly define what this is. Ariel Helwani, who does a lot of fighting coverage, he had Paul Heyman on, and he talked about this, and he's like, if you have YouTube TV, this is all good. And people are like, actually, no, you're not. And that's like a national platform guy. And so people were, there's WWE fans that are kind of pissed about this.
Yeah, and I think I've read that if you're a cable subscriber, like if you have a Xfinity or whatever, if you have DirecTV or YouTube TV, you don't have to pay anything extra for this YouTube thing or for the ESPN thing.
But see, this is my point. There is mass confusion.
Yes.
Nobody, like, so I have to get the $29.99 per month ESPN app.
Right.
Or I don't. It's I think it's been nothing but a disaster. I also, and maybe I'll be wrong on this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm fine with YouTube TV, I have zero incentive or reason to want to get this app unless I'm like clamoring to have the WWE pay-per-view events.
That would be my first question too, because I haven't really understood that either. I have the Disney Hulu ESPN bundle, so we have ESPN Plus, obviously, and watch a lot of things and sporting events on it. What's the difference between this and ESPN Plus? What events will be on there that I wouldn't have like access to? Is it just wrestling?
The NFL Network games are now going to be on there.
Okay, well, I have the NFL Network, so it's not a problem
for
me.
Well, I'm just saying, yes. Yeah, but like
if you
said,
didn't have that, that's what you would be paying for?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things that stood out to me, I'm with you, and I think there's this weird, like a lot of people nationally are saying the same thing that we said yesterday of a little bit of a conflict of interest here.
Oh, just a
how
snitch,
are you going to be?
Yeah.
Are you going to be critical in any way, shape, or form on
they
the
claim
NFL?
They
which,
will be.
Of course, we will, Mr. Editor. Which you know,
fair
like
and balanced.
The NFL is king. Goodell had an interview yesterday where he was like, "We're not competing with the NBA, dude. We're competing with Apple." And it's like, "Yeah, you're not wrong. You're getting 40 million viewers a regular season, for a regular season game, and it's just you can't compare it to any other sport. They're dominating everybody." One of the things, though, that was said yesterday that I did take away that at least got me mildly excited, I don't really know how it would work or would it make sense, but just the theory and the idea, the thought bubble that came up was like, oh, that'd be pretty cool. And that was, he was on SportsCenter yesterday talking about this merger, Goodell, that is, or the acquisition, if you will. And one of the biggest questions that people had is like, hey, you're buying, ESPN's buying the Red Zone. Are you going to screw this up? Is Kendrick Perkins going to be on my Red Zone now? And the NFL is adamant, and Scott Hansen has been too, like, no, it's still going to be in the same studio. That will not change. Scott Hansen remains.
Will
like,
it be commercial-free?
You're still what do they charge for the season?
You sure
for,
about that there, Swag?
What's the fee for Red Zone for the year? I forget. It's like an automatic thing.
Well, it's like $10 a month.
Is it $10
a
month?
$10 a month extra, so the extra add-in on, like, Xfinity.
On whatever, yeah.
60,
yeah.
I think.
Like, if I'm paying that, no, there better not be ads, damn it. Amazon's doing that to their TV shows now, where it's like, I'm paying for Amazon Prime, and you're putting ads in my Amazon Prime
no,
shows.
No, you will see more of where they drop the screen, or you'll see the side-by-side thing.
That's coming to the Red Zone?
Picture-in-picture ads, I bet.
That's commercial.
Because they do some of those already. I think they do that. They did that last year.
They do that at least. I don't know if they actually take over the sound, but you'll see static images.
Yeah,
because
golf will do that. They'll take the golf
whatever.
Sound away and play the commercial sound.
Yes.
Maybe they did do that and I just don't remember. But
not a lot, but I remember a few times them doing like a picture-in-picture ad thing.
I don't want to see that.
No, I don't either, because it's supposed to be commercial-free football. That's the whole thing.
The whole setup. 7 hours.
Yes. If you can wait like 10 seconds, I'll have that clip for you.
Oh, the Goodell? Is this about the Red Zone?
Yes.
And the other sport that they might have a Red Zone for? Look at you, Swigard. Look at that. Well, yeah, I'm hoping that, because I remember this being a controversy last year where Hansen, basically, people were like, why is he saying commercial-free football? It's no longer commercial-free football. They're showing ads during the Red Zone, which pissed people off. So, it got me thinking, this thought bubble. Here's what Goodell said about the Red Zone purchase now that ESPN owns the name and what it might mean.
Well, that'll actually stay the same. It'll continue to be produced right here in this building. It will be the NFL Red Zone. I don't think fans will see any difference to that. Obviously, in the context of that, though, ESPN purchased the Red Zone name, and they will be able to utilize that for other sports, college football and other things. And I think that could be an exciting thing for our fans also to see a Red Zone maybe in college football or other sports. That's something that they now own and have the ability to do that. But as far as Red Zone, NFL Red Zone, there won't be any changes for our fans.
So it was Roger Goodell, of all people, that floated ESPN doing a college football Red Zone.
Forgive me for not completely buying everything he said there, and I hope he's right. Same league that like came out and we thought smelling salts were banned, and later that day had to be like, well,
the team can't provide them. Yeah. You can get your own.
You bring your own smelling salts, you're fine.
And
we're not going to buy them for you.
Kittle didn't know that going on the NFL Network. That tells me the league was like, oh crap, man, the reaction's real bad. Let's change our tune.
Player reps from every team calling the league offices yesterday like, are you guys insane?
I'm going to tell you something that you might not like.
Ooh, give me a take. What do you got? I have anti?
No interest in a college red zone.
Interesting. Why is that? I'm curious. Because I was thinking about this yesterday and how
I already
it
have a quad box as a YouTube TV subscriber.
That
so the
you
four
do.
Best games or three great games with one dog crap game.
In that window.
It's already available to me.
Good point.
There's going to be too many games with touchdowns that I don't care about.
Let's go right now to Ohio State. They're on the goal line against Toledo.
I don't care. So it's too different.
It's and very different than the NFL.
Like the big games of college football, to me, we always talk about this, right? Maybe Oregon State is playing Lafayette. And at the exact same time, Oregon is hosting Michigan. Just an example. We always talk about this. At my house, that is going to be Oregon State standalone on my iPad. Big screen, Oregon, Michigan. If it's Oregon State, I don't know, fill in the blank, big school they play in non-conference.
Texas Tech's in the top 25, Texas and Oregon's Tech. Playing Northwestern. Or
Montana State.
Or Montana
whatever.
State, yeah.
Oregon is in the small box. Oregon State's on the main screen.
Yeah.
I already know how to navigate that sport because I know the good games, the big games. The red zone, it's just too vast and too big for college where I know people want it. I know people will consume it. I won't pay for it. I will not be paying for the college red zone when they create this. And I got an even hotter take.
Ooh.
You cannot find anybody that sniffs the ability to do it the way Scott Hansen can.
Nobody in the college game that could do it to that level. Scott Hansen is one of one.
Because
he's an incredible
talent.
There
were two red zones, and nobody watched the other red zone.
No,
it got canceled.
It did.
So
that was DirecTV's with Andrew DirecTV
Siciliano. Had one
and
through
Siciliano
their Sunday
was
ticket package.
Great in media. That's not a shot meant at him. Hansen is... He's built for that.
So it's so funny you say this because I had a very similar takeaway. Because my first thought was, in the NFL with the red zone, they have, obviously on Sundays, the games are on CBS or Fox. And they
They all start in the same window.
All start in the same window. There's only eight games a show. In college football, you have ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, FS1, ESPN, ESPN2, CBS Sports Network, FS2, ESPN Plus. Like, there's games everywhere.
Yes.
Right? So can you get everybody under the same silo to agree that I could show all games, or is it just the ESPN
It'll
network
just be
of games?
The ESPN family,
right? And that
stuff.
Rules out every
I'm
Big Ten game.
Games.
That rules out every every Big Ten game that's a big game is going to be on Fox, NBC, or CBS.
Yep.
So the second best or best conference, depending on how you view it, none of their games will be included. I also thought too, like, if you were to buy it, you're going to piss people off one way or the other. You're either not going to include enough games, and that'll piss off some people of saying, well, this is college football. Why aren't you showing everything?
Right.
Or you include too much, and it pisses people off of saying, why are you showing an Old Dominion Indiana highlight? I don't care.
I don't care they score 60 points in this game.
I'll just use week one as an example. The 9 a.m. games. You got, obviously, Texas, Ohio State. That'd be a great one, all right? You want to jump back and forth. Syracuse, Tennessee. Interesting game. You want to throw that in the red zone?
Sure.
Is Florida Atlantic Maryland red zone worthy?
Not at all.
Northwestern on the road to Tulane red zone worthy?
Not a little bit.
Let's see what else we got here. Old Dominion, Indiana? Is
That's
that red
funny.
Zone worthy?
I expected you, because we didn't talk about this at all. I expected you to come in and be like super geeked out, excited guy.
The idea
that.
Of it is great. The idea, like just the thought bubble of it is cool, but when you think about how it would actually work, if you can't get every network on the red zone, it defeats the entire purpose. You're just showing ESPN games.
They would need...
For pro sports.
Yeah, they would need it.
When there's only eight games in a window and I could bounce around and one of them's a blowout, you roll it out, and the other one's, hey, they're in the red zone once every 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, they need a different gimmick if they tried to copy what the red zone is to the NFL.
Because ESPN used to do this. They used to have their
goal line
thing, but it was only nobody ever watched it. It was just ESPN games. So any big game on Fox, NBC, CBS, you couldn't watch the SEC games because they're on CBS. Fox would be showing a big game, it wouldn't be on there.
Now,
you would just go whenever they were in the red zone. It was the same theory.
In which they did it is if they incorporated the ESPN bet and had betting like in real-time graphic sort of that sort of thing to it, jumping all over the place.
With the ESPN bet angle.
ESPN bet angle. Now you might have something that, because that's the only reason you would care about Indiana Old Dominion is if you had some action on it.
Well, and how often, to your point, too, and I know not everybody has YouTube TV, how often is there a window in college football where there's more than four games you want to watch at a time?
Not a lot.
Not very
as much
up,
as you think,
right?
Man. There's too many teams that I don't care about.
And the game's going all day because you got your 9 a.m. window, you got your 12:30 window, you got your 3:30, 4 o'clock window, you got your night window. Like, very rarely are there more than four games in one window. You're like, I have to watch that.
Let's go now, Nevada at the 2 against San Jose State.
Like, dude, Texas has the ball midfield against Ohio State. Why are you showing me Nevada right now?
Where do you, okay, so weirdly we're in line on this.
Yes.
we all three love college football.
Love college football.
Where do you think most of America is on this topic? Because it felt like the reaction was, oh my God, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't think people are really thinking about how does it operate? Who does it? How many conferences are you going to be biased against versus not show enough of?
Yeah, is it just an SEC fluff job? Like, is that all we're doing here?
Where do you think the overall reaction to this is in terms of people purchasing and saying, no, I got to do this?
I think it would be a thing that would get a lot of buys in year one, and then those buys would evaporate.
Fizzles out.
Then people would be like, wait, why aren't you showing Texas, Ohio State?
I just want that game by itself.
I just want that game.
And even if you have two great games at the exact same time, split screen
or iPad TV.
iPad TV.
It's not
I mean, it's pretty simple right there. Yeah. Or some people are sickos, which I love and I want to be, have four TVs up and you have standalone on each TV.
Now we're talking right there. Let's continue on in college football. Brett McMurphy, now with On3, who's taking over the college football world. His thoughts, he's got a surprising number one team. Where does he have Oregon going into the year? We'll ask him a bunch of college football stuff to Brett McMurphy. That's next, 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Pelican Brewing cracks open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza and drink in refreshment. I will be at the beach today. I was not born at the beach, but I will be at the beach this afternoon. Very excited. Heading to the coast. Let's talk some more college football with our friend Brett McMurphy, now of On3 Sports, at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. First off, Brett, thank you for the time, and congratulations on the big move to On3. They got any more cash laying around for us? You guys are scooping everybody up right now.
Have your guys contact my guys.
Okay. Our people will get in touch with your people. I was watching you with Annie and Ari the other day and getting ready for college football season. You do a great job of publicizing your top 25 poll week in and week out. That's how I'm feeling. You had Georgia number one in the country, and people couldn't believe it. Like, Georgia, really, Georgia? What is it about the Bulldogs, and why do you like them as the number one team in the country?
So for me, there's, you know, basically my top seven or top eight, you could tell me any of those teams and say that's the number one team in the country, and I would say I have no issue with that. I just happen to put Georgia at top. I think every one of my top eight, and that's about as far as I think you can go down, that have legitimate shots to win the national title, Oregon in that group. But every one of them pretty much has their own warts, if you will. They're a little bit of negatives. And what I looked at for Georgia is, you know, basically the past 4 years, they've had more wins, more national championships. They've been in more conference title games than anybody else. And their biggest weakness last year was at wide receiver. They led the nation in drop passes. So in the offseason, they addressed that. They bring in Zachariah Branch, electric, returner and receiver from USC, and Noah Thompson from A&M. And obviously Gunnar Stockton takes over at quarterback. He came in, he led him to victory against Texas in the SEC game, but then lost in the first round in their first playoff game against Notre Dame. So I think he's going to be vastly improved. I think the defense always has been a strong point with Georgia. I don't think that'll change. And I think probably the biggest X factor for me is basically every year since Kirby Smart's been at Georgia, they have had a top three national recruiting class. So they are stockpiling talent. I know they lose a lot to the NFL every year, but I think the base is there, that they're going to be strong again. And again, these are just, you know, minute differences between Georgia and even down to Oregon, who I have at number eight. And then also, you know, Georgia's projected to be favored in every game this year. Doesn't mean they're going to win them all, but they are projected to be favored in every game. And they get Texas and Alabama in Athens. Last year they had those two games on the road. So last year, you guys know, my number one team in the preseason was Oregon. And the Ducks went 13-0, and then they got screwed by the seeding of the college football playoff. Thankfully, they corrected that a year too late for Oregon. So will Georgia run the table? We'll find out. It's no guarantee to win the national title, but that's why I give them the slightest of edges at number one. And I'm sure I'm probably on an island with this pick, but that's fine. Texas will end up being number one on Monday. And the number one team in the AP poll has failed to win the championship in 19 of the last 21 years.
Wow.
So being number one is not necessarily a good thing.
It's a funny world we live in, Brett, where you out loud say, you know, I'm probably on an island picking Georgia to be the best team in college football, but we might be there.
Yeah.
I'm curious, the elite team or the team that you think most of your other writers that are going to vote in the AP poll have, that are going to be really highly ranked, that for some reason you got too many questions, or you're not quite buying the same level as some of the others?
Well, I think, you know, my top eight, I think, will be the top eight that comes out Monday. And that's some kind of, in what order, I don't know, but that's Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Clemson, Oregon, Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. What order they come in, I don't know. But I really don't have any questions about those guys. I guess the biggest question for all of those eight, with the exception of Penn State and with the exception of Clemson, and that's quarterback. Six of the top eight teams have new starting quarterbacks. Doesn't mean they're not going to be successful. Doesn't mean they will be successful. It's just kind of an unknown. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, is you've got these unknown at quarterback. And that is, you know, not arguably, that is the biggest position. And I think you can look at the quarterbacks of the national championship teams and contending teams the past few years. And obviously, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a shot. But like, as much as we think we know that these are the eight teams, and I think everybody agrees, you know, maybe there's somebody else you want to, maybe an LSU or Miami, maybe if you want to include in that group, maybe, maybe not. But as much as we think we know that these are the teams that are going to finish up in the top eight. Again, all you have to look at the history of the AP poll. And in 29 of the last 31 years, so this isn't like a two-year deal, three-year, basically going back the last 31 years, there's been a top 10 team every year that finished unranked. And it happened last year with Florida State. And we ended up having three teams that started the year unranked that finished in the top 10, Arizona State, Boise State, and Indiana. So as much as we think, wow, these guys really look like they're the elite, right, one of those eight will finish the year unranked. Trying to figure out which one, though, isn't easy.
Yeah, that is such a good point. Brett McMurphy is our guest now of On3 Sports, America's college football insider, at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. You mentioned Oregon being in this category. I'm just like, have they reached a point? Because I made this argument a couple weeks ago and some people laughed at me, but they replaced so much 2 years ago to the NFL. And everybody thought, well, how do you replace Bo and Troy Franklin and Bucky Irving and Jackson Powers Johnson? And they set a program record for NFL draft picks 2 years ago and landing second year. Returned the next year, a lot of new faces, some transfers, some guys they developed, and they went 13-0, as you point out, last season. I'm just kind of to the point now where they've recruited at such a high level that, yeah, you're going to have questions because you're replacing guys every year, but they've just reached this, like, kind of cruise control level of, we know that they're going to be an elite program year in and year out. Are you there with Oregon with Dan Lanning, even with the quarterback questions going into the year?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, everyone loses guys to the NFL, but, you know, it's not like, you know, even, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago where you had to wait 2 or 3 years for your recruiting class to cycle through the program so you could improve. You can make those changes overnight, you know, with the portal. And yeah, I mean, I love what Dan has done at Oregon. I mean, you know, the only team on the face of the planet whose only losses are to teams that went to the national title game the last 2 years. You know, they're the only team in the country that has scored at least 30 points. They lead the nation 25 of 28 games the past two seasons with Dan and offensive coordinator Will Stein. So, you know, Moore comes in at quarterback. You know, I think he's going to surprise some non-Oregon people that may not know a lot about him, about what a dynamic quarterback he can be. And, yeah, I totally agree. Oregon is at the point of a Georgia, of an Alabama, of an Ohio State, where the names may change, but they're still going to be an elite program. They're still going to be expected to compete for certainly a college football playoff bid now that we've gone to 12, but also a national championship. Obviously, losing Stewart at wide receiver, you know, is not great news. But again, I guess if there is a positive to take out of that it happened. It didn't happen the week before the season started. So Oregon's had some time to move some people around, get some other guys more reps and stuff. But yeah, Oregon is certainly in that class of handful of elite programs who you expect to be in there year in, year out. The bad news is, so is Ohio State. So is Penn State.
Right.
So it's not easy sledding, but as we saw last year, it's weird. You know, we're talking about, it's weird that I'm the only one going to pick Georgia. What also is weird is I don't think obviously a big incentive to win the conference, but I don't think it's the end all be all like with the 14 playoff, because Ohio State showed last year, you don't have to even play in your conference championship game and still win a national title. So certainly people aren't going to sandbag and try not to win it. But if you don't win it, there still is a path to win the national title. And that's quite frankly what anyone's going to remember anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. If you would have told me 5 years ago, hey, Oregon goes 13-0 in the Big Ten and wins a conference title, but you're disappointed by the end of the season, I would have laughed at you. But that was kind of the vibe last year. I did want to squeeze in one question on Oregon State, Brett. You're a national writer. You cover the sport coast to coast. I'm just curious where the thought process is at all on them and where they're at in this current kind of piece of the puzzle. And
one year out from the conference.
And how much, yeah, I mean, how much does that help being back in a conference and having a footing and playing for a playoff spot if they win as a G5? Like, how much does that help their national spotlight?
Well, yeah, that's huge. I mean, this year is kind of their last year in limbo. You know, I did my bowl projections for On3. I have Oregon State getting over six wins, getting to a bowl game. But yeah, kind of this year, they're kind of their last year, kind of just, you know, it, basically an independent, if you will.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's huge, you know, getting the band back together, different members for the Pac-12. But yeah, because now, you know, look, if you're not in a Power Four conference, you still have a shot to get to the playoff. If you win your conference, you have to be better than, you know, I know there's five other non-power conferences, but, you know, literally, realistically, there's, you know, maybe two other ones that you're going to be competing with, you know, Conference USA, MAC, you know, those guys aren't going to have the quality teams that the Mountain West, the American, I guess the Sun Belt now is kind of rising up. So yeah, I think that's huge. And being in a conference, you know, we talked about with Oregon, well, it doesn't matter if you win a conference, but obviously at the non-power level, that is a much bigger deal. And you win that conference and then, yeah, you're in a playoff. And then who knows what can happen? You know, look at Boise State last year.
Yeah. Did you do anything fun this summer? You had a little time off. I know you transitioned with a new company, but you do anything fun before the season's here?
I did not. Just I live in Florida, so just stayed around here and sweated to death and got ready, trying to get ready for football. Hey, I'm just glad we're not talking about NIL and
yes.
House settlement lawsuits and all this other stuff that makes, you know, my eyeballs roll in the back of my head. But
dude,
yeah, it'll be an exciting year. But yeah, you're right. Who would have thought Oregon become the first team in the history of the Big Ten to beat Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State in the same year, and people would be like, gosh, I wish it would have ended better.
What a letdown that was, you know? It's a weird time in college football, and I can't wait for it to be back. Brett McMurphy's one of our favorites now with On3. They're getting everybody, so go find On3 at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. We always appreciate the time out here in Oregon, man. Happy near kickoff season. Let's do this again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
There you go. Brett McMurphy of On3 talking some college football.
I guess if you're in Florida, you don't really need to go vacation every
Florida's
year.
Florida's kind of a vacation spot, so you're just kind of hanging down there.
It's kind of like us. Like, our summers are so nice that I feel a little weird going somewhere.
And we got places where you can go. Like, I should travel more, but I'm totally fine. You give me like a week at the coast and a week in Central Oregon.
Well, it's weird. I'm leaving tomorrow after the show to the Bay, and I got Niner preseason tickets, which I'm excited to see the game. I'm so nervous about flying. You know what I'm looking forward to most?
What are you looking forward to?
The weekend after, we have a coast trip here.
Yeah, you're just driving over the mountains.
Right after that show, I got a house there. I'm excited to be there.
Coast Range, go enjoy the beach and some sunsets, man. That good stuff from Brett McMurphy, the Daily Ticker, as always, served up by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. How about you crack open a Pelicano and discover Pelican Summer Seasonal Cerveza and drink in the refreshment. Supercomputers have spoken. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I can't wait for college football to start. Always fun to catch up with Brett McMurphy. On Three is just scooping everybody up right now. We mentioned our buddy Pate, who will be on the show again every Wednesday throughout the course of the college football season at 7:40, starting in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And On Three, he was part of the acquisition. They're buying everybody up right now. So if you're in the college football world, I guess that's the place to be.
What if he was dead ass serious? Have your people call my people, and they're like, "Yeah, we need a West Coast based podcast.
Dude, we want a West based. You want a West Coast show? We'll do it out here, dude. Talk some West Coast football.
The Platypus Pod.
The Platypus Pod. The computers have spoken. Now, as you pointed out astutely, computers can also be stupid.
Yes, computers are always stupid.
They picked the Braves to win the World Series this year. The computers did. Mm-hmm. There are five teams, according to a supercomputer. Now, if you're wondering, you know, how do they do this, dude? How do they figure this all out? Well, they started by essentially going through your schedule, who you're playing, your returning production, your quarterback efficiency versus expected performance in terms of yardage and passing situations, right? Road games, when they happen, blah, blah, blah. There's a whole algorithm that they put in. And they ran these simulations and projections to figure out who's going to win or make the Super Bowl. And there's percentages, right? So it's not just saying this team will win the Super Bowl. It's saying who has the highest percentage chance to win the Super Bowl. Okay? There are five teams, according to this supercomputer, that have a more than 7% chance at winning the Super Bowl. Following?
Five teams with more than a 7%
chance. More than a 7% chance to win the Super Bowl. Do you think you can guess all five? I know the answer is no, but I'd like to see you try.
Chiefs.
Chiefs have a 9.6% chance.
Bills.
Bills are number one, 13.4.
Yeah. Ravens.
Nope. Nope. 5.7% chance.
Eagles.
Eagles are third, so 8.7. Three. Those are your top three. Bills, number one, 13.4. Chiefs, number two, 9.6. Eagles, third, 8.7.
The Lions?
Nope. The Lions are at 4.5.
Commanders.
Nope. They are at 4.4.
Oh, Bengals.
Nope. How far down do I got to go to find the Bengals? 3.1.
Texans.
Nope. Texans are even lower than that. Where
Packers.
The hell are the Texans? Jesus.
Packers.
The Green Bay Packers. Yes. Ding,
four.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's on. Four. No, there's one more.
Weird pop up here. Hold
and
on.
And there's one that's
the
obvious.
Packers are number five, 7.4%.
So there's one in there that
you will never guess the
don't
last
say
team.
Never. Don't say it. Arizona Cardinals.
Nope.
The Falcons.
You're on the right line of
yeah,
thinking.
I know.
It's like a team that's like, huh?
The Giants.
No, not quite that bad. Although, maybe they might.
Jags.
Yes. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hell yeah, brother.
Have the fourth highest odds, according to this supercomputer, at 8.1% to win the Super Bowl. They are giving the Jags a 15% chance to make the Super Bowl this year. A 28% chance to make the conference game, conference title game, and a 60% chance to win their division.
Duval.
What am I missing here? I know teams do this every year in the NFL.
New coach bump. Trevor Lawrence has an ability that if he can tap into it mentally.
Are we still there with Trevor Lawrence?
I'm not. You are.
Yeah.
Are you?
Wait, I don't know if I am anymore.
Yeah.
I was there when Doug Peterson was there for a year. I thought now they've
sure,
figured it out.
Those runs, yeah.
The last 2 years have been a disaster
last
for them.
Last year was about as bad as
they
I've
were drafting
seen.
In the top yeah. five. Now, there's a team every year that turns it around, so maybe they are that team.
Well, they get the Titans and the Colts twice. There's four potential wins for them.
Are they winning the division?
I wouldn't put it past them.
They're giving him a 60% chance to win the
Dude,
AFC
if,
South.
If Hunter is elite on one side more than the other and they limit the both sides snap,
yeah.
Well, I think what's interesting here is the idea that they have no talent or the idea that Cohen can't tap into something with Lawrence to turn him around. You know, he is kind of a weird case of the dumb fuddy-duddy narrative stuff that we place on athletes might end up being true of, like, the Colin Cowherd, you know, he doesn't care enough.
The backwards hat thing? He's wearing too many backwards
hats?
Well,
a little bit, yeah, because Lawrence is like, it doesn't define my life.
Yeah.
My brother's an artist, man.
I mean, his last 2 years, he has 32 touchdowns and 21 interceptions.
I mean, Dirt, they...
He played in 10 games last year. He had 11 touchdowns and 7 picks.
He was missing
throws. In his
fourth
year in the NFL.
He was missing throws in games, and I'm like...
Bad.
This dude's broken.
He's terrible.
Like, you shouldn't miss that. They were Anthony Richardson out route throws,
yes.
And I'm like, what's happening?
Yes, that's not just, hey, he doesn't have enough around him and you struggle because of that. 11 touchdowns and 7 picks is a horrible
let's
year.
Just say in the hypothetical world, okay, I'll play the game.
Play the game.
Because I don't dismiss the idea they can win the division. Brian Thomas Jr. was elite last year.
That he was. I'll give you that.
Travis Hunter might be elite for them on the other side. Etienne's not a bad running back.
No.
We know Lawrence has an ability. Defensively, you still got Hines Allen. Okay. Trevon Walker's come on a little bit now after his first. Devon Lloyd at linebacker. Secondary's a question mark, but they're kind of relying on a Hunter to also be good there. So, plus the schedule stuff. I mean, again, you get the Colts.
The schedule, yeah, that is the other part of it. The AFC, if you can figure it out and you get to play the Colts twice and the Titans
and
twice.
The Titans twice. They have the Jets. Maybe they split with Houston. You got the Raiders. We'll have to kind of wait and see on that one. Yeah. Carolina is on their schedule. I don't know if I'd put them in top five, certainly. How
they
the
have
Ravens
better
are not
odds
in there is
than
crazy.
The Ravens to win the AFC?
That's
how
insane.
Do you have better odds than the Ravens to win the AFC?
It's insane. The Ravens should be on this list. Throw the computer away. Unless they know an injury's happening to Lamar, throw the computer away.
Right. They've seen into the future with their superpowers. The Jags, according to this supercomputer, the fourth best percent chance to win the Super Bowl this year. Duval, stand up, I guess. Let's stick in the NFL. We'll talk to Brady Henderson coming up top of the hour. The Seahawks make their preseason debut tonight. A storyline going into that game that is very interesting. We'll stick in the NFL next, 105.1 FM, The Fan. All right, not a lot of time here. We're going to go to Brady Henderson of ESPN at the top of the hour.
Poll question's up, by the way.
Okay, poll question is up. We got a handful of them up today, don't we?
We do. I just put the newest one is, do you trust a computer system that says the Jacksonville
Jaguars
have the fourth best percentage chance to win the Super Bowl? It's 100% no.
Who's voting yes on that? That's what I want to know.
Somebody will vote yes on that.
We got
every
one Jags
question,
fan.
I mean,
is there a Jags fan listening to the show right now? And if you are, did your pants just get tight in the last segment?
I think they did.
I think they have to. If that was my team, out of nowhere, I probably, if I were a Jags fan, I wouldn't have very high expectations for the year. And you told me there's some random AI system that's saying fourth best percentage chance to win the Super Bowl? They have a better percentage chance, according to this computer, to win the Super Bowl than the Green Bay Packers, the Baltimore Ravens, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Detroit Lions,
maybe
the Washington Commanders,
what
the LA Chargers, the 49ers, the Rams, the Bengals, the Texans.
You have to eat all this crow.
There's only one team in the NFL with a literal 0% chance to win. Care to guess who that is?
The Browns.
No, it's not. They actually gave the Browns a 0.6% chance.
Is it the Aints?
It is the Aints. The Aints are the only team in the NFL, according to this computer.
Tyler Shuck, not impressing.
There is not a world that exists, according to this computer, in which the Saints win the Super Bowl
this year.
It's a
great start. They took Tyler Shuck, and he's not able to beat out Spencer Rattler.
You mean a guy who was bad in college and injury-prone? Maybe not a great idea to draft him? What? Who could have seen that coming? What round did they take him in? Was that a third-round pick? Second-round pick?
I thought that was second round.
That was one of the
that
dumbest.
That was the Shador spot. I think it was like the second or third pick of the second round.
That's one of the dumbest draft picks that's ever
happened. I remember hearing
save this take for when it ages poorly. That is one of the dumbest draft picks in the history of mankind. He was never good in college.
And he played for like 8 years.
He was around forever. He was a 40th pick overall. 8 picks into the into the second round.
Because we thought that was Shador's spot.
Yeah.
I remember going home, waiting for it, and I'm like, Shuck?
Dude, he sucked
Tyler
in college.
Shuck?
Everywhere he went. He transferred 3 different times.
Yeah.
I digress.
Also couldn't stay healthy.
No, he couldn't. We still don't know where the Raiders will be tonight in terms of playing guys. The Seahawks and Raiders have their first preseason game tonight. I'm assuming the game's on the band.
Yeah. Yep. He's been teasing it in all his updates. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Why don't you check your email
now,
with the schedule?
When I say fan, does that mean it's on all of the fans?
The Fan Sports Network.
It's on the Fan Sports Network.
It will be on 105.1 FM.
What time are we cutting out of primetime for pregame?
5 o'clock pregame.
They get a 5 o'clock cut time on a Thursday?
You gotta have your
for preseason football?
They have a 2-hour pregame show for a preseason game?
Half that show is going to be in the news.
For 2 hours, man.
Yeah, it's the same deal that we've...
I know. It's preseason football.
Got on the contract.
I just think of the person who's got that job. Like, I'm sure anticipation is there. It's first preseason game.
You know,
dude,
it's a great day for Isaac and Souk today.
Oh, it's great. You got a 2-hour work day and then a 2-hour pregame. Let's go, baby.
I'd almost want to be, if I was them, go, hey, Brand, man, you need us in there for 2 hours?
You sure?
Why don't you let Schultzy have a 2-hour show?
Yeah, Schultzy will do it for 2 hours. We love you, Schultzy. But I think, dare I say?
Yeah.
Jaden Milroe is the most exciting thing to watch tonight?
From a Seahawks perspective, yes.
Who is more exciting from a Raider perspective than Jalen Milroe?
Because we still don't know who the Raiders are going to play. Pete Carroll is still
if
coy.
Ashton Jeanty is getting significant reps, at
and
least
I
in the
don't
first
think
half.
That he will.
He's quote, turning heads in camp.
Yeah.
And again, Hall of Fame game is different because it's earlier in the calendar.
Get it? Because you got to turn around to see where he is because you can't find him.
We had the Omarion Hampton debut for the Chargers.
That was one series.
One carry. I think he only had one carry.
He had two or three touches.
He had one that was called back on a penalty that was actually his best carry.
Well, he stretched one and you thought he was going to score, and actually was a good tackle
on
the
edge. It was
a
great tackle. He would have gone in, but then he did not get a second series.
Who is more excited? If they play, let's say, 3 series total, although I think Milroe will play more than that.
Milroe's the most exciting player to watch in this, and that's not a disrespect. Jeanty's going to be hopefully an exciting, fun player. Nobody knows if Jalen Milroe is good at football.
Can he throw the football?
Right.
TBD.
He might need to because their line sucks and Darnold gets killed this year.
Yeah, I mean, he might end up being the anecdote to that because if you have a bad offensive line, what do you desperately need?
A mobile quarterback.
Somebody that can run around and do stuff, and that's not really Sam Darnold.
And
so
they signed Sam Darnold.
Hey. Don't be hating on my boy.
If their line blows and Darnold is terrible, like, they need to be in a conversation of, do they know what the hell they're doing up there?
Why did they extend John Schneider?
Mike McDonald, question marks? I mean, there's a lot there. There's a lot on the table for Seattle.
Interesting one tonight. It begins right here on the Fan Sports Network. Seahawks and Raiders. 5 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Let's talk to Brady Henderson of ESPN to start the final hour. I got some, fun and giggles in the final hour for you. A couple of
fun and giggles.
I got some fun and giggles.
What a tease.
In my notes.
What's that?
You want some fun and giggles? Swag into fun and giggles? You like fun and giggles?
He wanted to get in some fun and giggles with his smelling salt. This is when we would be doing it. This is to kick off this interview.
Not going to lie to you, I've been yawning a little bit. I kind of need the pick-me-up, and I'm really bummed right now. I could use a smelling salt.
I know it wasn't your fault, but very disappointing when you text that to us yesterday.
I have a fake doctor who's been luring men to his apartment for genital exams. That's in my notes.
I'd be curious what his thoughts were on how he thinks mine look.
Yeah. Give me
what did you rate it?
Is he going to make me cough? I have stressed adults doing this to soothe themselves, and it's something that children do. Excited for that one?
No. Okay.
No. It's going to be a fun final hour. Brady Henderson kicks it off next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.